You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's the first week back for many University of Auckland students. As announced earlier this month, all classes will be online. Students say they would like a partial refund of fees as they won't have access to facilities due to Omicron. I spoke to two postgrad students about beginning another semester of online study. Here is Amy, who is finishing her honours in physiology. Have you been happy with the approach that the university's had to online study?
Definitely not. especially with honours, which is quite sort of hands-on. So I think most of the postgrads would feel the same, whether it's master's, PhD, whatever. But being remote, kind of, it's not really an option, and they didn't really take a lot of effort to try and see if there was any way around it for us. So oftentimes if they sort of went like, well, can you work from home? It was like, yes, but it's not ideal. They were just like, okay, work from home.
What adjustments do you think would have made it easier, more like you were doing it in person?
I mean, one of the main ones was sort of access to my supervisors. So they gave us the initial 2-month extension, sort of as a COVID extension. But I don't think they realised that still in that 2 months, which went over Christmas and New Year's, we weren't going to have access to our supervisors or any of the or any resources on campus. I still didn't have any access to them, I wasn't able to work with them or work on campus. So the 2-month extension, while it was sort of considered sort of generous, it sort of didn't help much because our access to them was still like massively limited. So I mean, I was really lucky to get granted the secondary extension, but again, it's the same thing. I still don't have any more access to them because they've still got other students to look after as well. Like, I'm not the only priority, and like my main supervisor also has kids who, obviously with COVID world, they're mostly at home. So I don't think a lot of consideration was taken into that sort of side of it. Like, outside of uni, lives still go on, but I didn't seem to take that into account.
And would you consider further study under these online conditions?
I was sort of not given much of an option because the end of my honours study would overlap with this year's learning year. But I've been given a place in a master's course starting next year, and I'm very much still on the fence with it. So, I mean, it's a master's of physiotherapy as well, so a lot of it would be hands-on. So remote learning just, it doesn't really cut it anymore. I mean, I missed out on so many labs in the last 2 years that it's just sort of, it's almost not worth it to be paying full fees. I mean, a lot of the lab costs weren't deducted from our fees in the last couple of years, which seems a bit ridiculous considering we weren't able to use any of the labs. And then like all the student services fees are still the same, even though we know we're not using any of the facilities at the uni.
Should the university consider refunding that portion, at least the like levies for the buildings and using the labs and that kind of thing?
I mean, I would have thought so. It just seemed really odd that the fees didn't change as soon as they sort of said we were going online. It did seem quite odd. I mean, in my third year at the beginning, there was a little bit of, half of it was online. Some of us ended up having some labs, some didn't. So, and they did give some of us the opportunity, if we missed out on a lab, to sort of say, when we open up, you can come back in. But it's like that year of study would already have been well finished and you'd have to find time to go in and do them. So to use that as kind of an excuse to not refund seemed really strange. But now that before a semester starts, they've been making sort of big, bold rulings that there's going to be no on-campus study, I think they probably should refund that. It doesn't really make sense not to. If the resources aren't being used, then it kind of makes no sense to charge students with it.
And I also noticed, or just in the announcement, I'm not sure what they've told you guys since, but they said there would be, like, some use of the facilities for students, but what has it actually been like, and like this latest Omicron alert level?
Most of it's been sort of, you get the feeling that it's very much exceptional circumstances. So particularly in my lab, which is the exercise science department down in Newmarket, we're quite a small lab as well. So you'd think that given that we have so many rooms and everything at the lab, you'd be able to sort of socially distance safely, and we'd be able to go in, and all of the office space is pretty well partitioned. But they've said you can only really go in for exceptional circumstances. All of our meetings are online. It just seems a little odd that even part of the university that is quite sort of remote from the main campuses and has got quite good separation within the lab itself, it seems really odd that we're still not really allowed to go in or use any of the facilities.
And secondly, nearing Tim, who is studying a master's in architecture. But are you happy with the current approach to online uni?
It's very kind of difficult, I guess, because in a way, like, it's probably the safest option. But I think, especially for postgrad, like, thesis at the moment, like, what I'm doing, like, I'm very limited to, like, my own facilities. Like, I literally just have a laptop, and I rely solely on university facilities, especially for, like, design and architecture, like, the more creative courses. Like, I will go into uni every single day to use the computers because my laptop can't run software, and, like, that's what we're paying for. Like, I'm literally just paying, like, $8,000 or $9,000 a year to work at home. And, like, the studio space as well, like, you get, like, lockers and, like, a whole range of, like, equipment and stuff. Also, the workshop is really important for architecture, the downstairs workshop. We, like, model make, like, using all the tools and stuff, like, the machines for, like, woodwork. And we do, like, metal, like, welding and stuff as well for architectural models. But I think maybe about opening up studio for some people, but it's just, like, a lot of, like, the university is saying, like, no, like, we don't really want people coming in. Like, last year, even though, like, the case numbers weren't that high, like, they didn't even let us come to the library. They didn't let us come and get our, like, models or anything from our lockers in studio to present our final, like, assignments, which is, like, really fucked up. So a lot of our assignments and projects were, like, compromised. Like, it wasn't to the best ability because we didn't have resources available for us. But I think with my projects, if I was to spend my time at home, like, it wouldn't be to my best potential.
Do you think there's another way around it that the uni could do?
I guess it's, like, in a way, say, like, first to third years compared to, like, post-grad. The cohort is, like, a lot smaller, so there is, like, a better opportunity to meet up privately, or especially, like, in thesis where you just have a supervisor, so it's kind of up to the supervisor's, like, opinion if they would like to meet face-to-face, which, like, I think a lot of supervisors do, but it's also really hard. So I'm going back to uni, like, next, like, on Wednesday, but I'm still in ISO, so it's like everyone's meeting face-to-face, and then I'm going to be one of the kids that's on Zoom that no one cares about because the class is too loud and no one cares about you. Because I've been in that situation before where, like, I'm in class and people are on Zoom and you just forget they're there.
That was postgrad students Amy Hurst and Nearing Tim talking about their experience with online uni.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.